Hey guys, Brandon Lewis here. Let me ask you a question. What's the number one thing that Joe Biden and Tennessee Republican leadership have in common? I'll tell you. It's that neither one of them want to do anything about illegal immigration at the state level. And I believe you know that to be true. It is Brandon Lewis here with the 10 Con Big 7 because of GOP leadership's complete and utter inaction. We are hosting the Protect Tennessee Borders event. You can go to protecttnborders.com. That's protecttnborders.com and find out about this amazing event. We've got a great roster of speakers. I'm going to tell you about this before we get into the story, the stories, I should say. We've got Senator Janice Bowling and Mark Pote, Representatives Brian Ritchie, Gino Bolso, and Jody Barrett. We have got Rebecca Day of Moms for Liberty. We have got Steve Abramowitz of Mill Creek View, and we've got Pamela Furr of Americans for Prosperity, who are now taking a strong stance on securing the southern border. I hope you can make it. Go there and register. ProtectTNBorders.com. More about that later. Additionally, guys, let me get into some of these stories. We got the critics and the crusaders for school choice, how Biden is likely flying thousands of illegal aliens into Tennessee. We've been covering this for a long time. We are going to discuss the Tennessee House Subcommittee failing to prevent business with foreign adversaries of the U.S. in a voice vote led by Chair Iris Rutter, a bill to keep autopsy reports of children sealed so no one can see it. And then finally, two most stories at the end, a bill that combats the draconian overreach and restores Tennessee's sovereignty, and a few other stories. I actually did leave, I left two out. This is the big five today because I think the Protect TN Borders rally is a big story, as is the fact that Joe Biden and the Tennessee GOP leadership basically have the same stance on what needs to be done with illegal aliens in Tennessee, at least practically speaking. So guys, do go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com and hit that subscribe button if you're not on our e-newsletter list. You can also text the word news, N-E-W-S, to 423-205-5600. That's 423-205-5600. And follow us, please, on Twitter, where we have the most followers and the most engagement. It used to be Facebook till they shadow banned us. But do also go to Gab, Getter, Truth, MeWe, and Rumble. We're on there as well. And InstaScam, we're on there. So you can follow us there. So let's talk a little bit about the critics and the crusaders for school choice. This has been a very divisive issue, right? Because I am a tuning fork for GOP primary voters all across the state of Tennessee, when there is division in the subscriber list, I just plainly address it, right? Everyone's not always going to agree on every candidate and every issue. That's just obvious. It's going to happen. That's part of politics. That's part of policy. And so you've got some people that are completely, utterly, and teetotally against it. You got some folks that are pulling really hard for it. And there's some hurt feelings. There's some hurt feelings. I used to have hurt feelings, but I've been doing this for 25 years in one capacity or another, except for that little six-year sabbatical I took. Maybe even counting the six-year sabbatical, so I just can't get my feelings hurt anymore. So here are some of the concerns, right? The House omnibus bill, which should have been clean, and I don't think Republicans did themselves any favor on this, a clean one-topic bill now includes many other items unrelated to school choice issue, making the votes tricky. Senator and reps, basically, if you don't want to vote in favor of a laundry list of other non-related items, you also don't get to vote for school choice and vouchers. They should not have confused and commingled all these issues. Transparency, a House caption bill was amended with 39 pages of amendments that made the bill. The reps on the first subcommittee had the language for 24 hours or less before voting. What kind of a clown show are we running up there? The cleaner and much shorter non-omnibus House bill was dropped in favor of the omnibus. And so complaints from conservative school choice critics is that it will fund illegal alien education. But right now, Republicans are funding illegal alien education in public schools. I mean, this would not be a departure. Current House bill language says vouchers will only be available to U.S. citizens, while the Senate version does not fund illegal alien education. The legislation might require much of the same testing as public schools, the TCAP, the SAT, the ACTs, et cetera. Current House version says the program would not be available to homeschoolers. So, I mean, there's Lots of things going on here, lots of conflicts. Personally, I'm for school choice. I just am personally. I mean, but I recognize and see all the other issues, right? The government often destroys everything it touches, turns it into garbage if it's good to begin with. But if you want to opt out, completely opt out as a parent, you have that option. You don't have to take the money. Your school doesn't have to take the money. I completely get it. I see both sides of it here. Government dollars will equal government strings, meaning some believe that if private schools and homeschoolers accept government funds, they will basically be government schools and may be required to follow much of the same curriculum. School vouchers can be used for private schools that conservatives don't approve of. Current House bill language says that only non-public schools that have been accredited and operational in Tennessee for the last 3 years would be eligible to participate. Other, you know, just general complaints. I don't want my taxpayer dollars funding private schools. I do. I'd rather have taxpayer dollars funding a private school through the parents' choice than public schools, because there are some good private schools out there that I'd send my kid to, right? We're in a homeschool cooperative. That's where we're going next year. For the last 5 or 6 years, our daughter has been in Signal Mountain Christian School, which is a fantastic school, under $7,000 a year. I mean, that would be a huge blessing to us. So I don't care if money goes to private schools. I'd rather have it go there than these indoctrination camps and these poor performing government schools. Private schools and homeschooling does not equal great academic success. Public school definitely doesn't. Private school and homeschooling might. Public school certainly doesn't, unless you've got zip code school choice. Good old zip code school choice, which is what I have now. You know, I'm zoned for the very best schools in Hamilton County up here on Signal Mountain, but we still decide to homeschool or send our kids to private school because guess what? Old Brandon hears everything that goes on in public education, and I just don't want to be a party to it. That's my personal opinion. It will hurt public schools by siphoning off students with those sweet government dollars. And it probably will. It probably will. It will probably siphon off the best students who have the most engaged parents. It probably will. Why? Because people don't want to be in these failing government schools where they're trying to queer the American child, where there's all this cult Marxism stuff, where in many cases also, like if you're us, my wife stays at home, I'm independently employed. I don't want my kid to have to be in school for 8 hours a day. I think 2 or 3 hours of really rigorous learning is good. Okay, and then let's go do some practical stuff that has nothing to do with academics. I don't want my life to revolve around school. I want school to revolve around my life. Okay, and so I don't want my kids to go to public school for a variety of reasons. And many of you probably feel the same way. Next story: Joe Biden is likely flying thousands of illegal aliens into Tennessee. He's already been doing it. We've been reporting on it for 3 years. The Biden administration is importing illegal aliens through the use of a mobile app. The one time the government can be efficient, apparently, is when they're driving lots of illegal aliens into Tennessee. Those who wish to cross the border in the U.S. can do so by making an appointment while in Mexico and meeting a U.S. official on the border to be ushered in for release. A recent FOIA request by Todd Bensman, a journalist for the Center for Immigration Studies, revealed the Department of Homeland Security imported 320,000 illegal aliens into the United States last year through a little-known flight component of Biden's CPP-1 mobile app. The parole pipeline is called a humanitarian parole. Makes just a portion of the catch and release network at the border. The flight's app component has additionally flown hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens into 43 American airports, which the federal government refuses to disclose. I love it when the government refuses to disclose what it's doing for the people who have the authority over them. We got corruption, and this happens at the state government as well. The number of illegal aliens that have been brought in through the CBP program app is approximately 825,000, which is a population that exceeds the resident populations of all major cities represented at this year's Super Bowl: San Francisco, California, Kansas City, Missouri, and Las Vegas, Nevada. Good grief. Guys, go listen to my buddy Steve Abramowitz at the Mill Creek View podcast. If you're like the folks that subscribe to our publication, and you're like, what the hell's going on in state government? I can't seem to find out. There's not a good news source. If I turn on News Channel whatever it is. And if I listen to anything that's not conservative talk radio, all I get are these Democrats masquerading as independent journalists. Phil Williams comes to mind. And you're like, why do I want to get my news from people that hate my guts? Why do I want to get my news from people that are completely going to lie to me? Why do I want to get my news from people that are going to not report on illegal immigration the way they should? Our publication is about the only one reporting about the negative consequences of illegal aliens in Tennessee. Why? Because they're all liberal, corporately funded media. But here's somebody who isn't. Steve Abramowitz of the Mill Creek View podcast. He just interviewed Chris Stegall, conservative radio personality, and Jared Lovelance, who is running for Tennessee for Texas Congress. Steve is a political refugee to Tennessee from the deep blue Washington state and has seen the damage that liberal policies do. And he will be joining us at the Protect Tennessee Borders Rally on March 20th. So please do check out my buddy, Steve Abramowitz, at the Mill Creek View Tennessee podcast. He talks to a lot of Tennessee movers and shakers. Next story. Tennessee House Subcommittee fails bill to prevent business with foreign adversaries of the U.S. in a voice vote led by Chair Iris Rudder. House Bill 1841 was sponsored by State Representative John Reagan. Generally, I appreciate anything that he brings to the table. It's almost always conservative. According to Reagan, the bill was meant to ensure that the state and local governments build their supply chains through companies in the U.S. and our allies, not adversarial countries like China. I think it's a good thing. Reagan explained an amendment that made the bill, stating that it would forbid the state or any subdivision of the state from contracting with foreign adversaries. It also stipulated that third-party vendors cannot resell items from foreign adversaries. The bill also requires any vendor that contracts with these countries to disclose that information. Reagan noted the legislation does not include the safe harbor clause. Republican Chairwoman Iris Rudder called for a voice vote and stated the legislation failed. Iris, when stuff like this gets brought up, if you don't want people to think you're a rhino, and if you don't want us to be on your case, you need to take a roll call vote. These voice votes are complete, utter nonsense. They're evil. They're meant to just keep primary voters in the dark about how people vote. On the committee were Republican reps Iris Rudder, Curtis Johnson, Dennis Powers, Rick Eldridge, Rebecca Alexander, and Kelly Kelsling, along with Democrat Vincent Dixie. But these guys, again, we talk about lack of transparency. It ain't just the feds, buddy. It's really alive and well in Tennessee Republican leadership. I got me have some salad in my teeth. This is completely unprofessional. I can't smile this whole video now. I do recommend the Star Salad at Southern Star if you ever come to Signal Mountain. It is the best chicken salad in creation. Next story. Bill to keep autopsy reports of murdered children in Tennessee hidden from the public passes in the House. Again, transparency. Light is a good thing. Let's shine some light on things. Let's not cover them in darkness. State representatives voted 88-4 to pass the bill. Not surprising. With the adopted amendment, House Bill 1695 states that the reports of county medical examiners and autopsy reports of minors who are victim of homicide are not public documents. I'm not going to go into that anymore. Guys, listen. If you want to support our publication, Tennessee's only and largest conservative news alternative, please go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com/support. Hit that support button and you will get this Don't California My Tennessee bumper sticker. You can put that on your car to annoy all the Yankees that are moving here. You can also get this Stop Feeding the Rhinos bumper sticker to annoy all the rhinos that are around. There are a lot of them. And if you get $50, we'll also give you this directory of all your elected officials that are in the General Assembly so you can contact them when they like to do a bunch of crazy shenanigans. And if you get $50 or more, you will get, and we're probably going to be retiring these soon for something else. So if you want this, get it now, the Proud Tennessee Conservative Tumblr. This is, as I have often said, this is made from the melted down crown of Alexander the Great, and it is imbued with wisdom and lots of other magical properties. If you open it up and if you incline your ear to it, oh yeah, you can hear the ocean. It's got lots of other wonderful properties, and I think you need it. And you'll also get enclosed in it this Proud Tennessee Conservative koozie. Then that way you can double fist it. You can put a cold beer in here. You can put a mixed drink in there or coffee or tea or whatever it is you drink. And you will be in good shape. So that is TennesseeConservativeNews/support. You can also mail us checks. We get checks all day long at P.O. Box 625. P.O. Box 625, Signal Mountain, Tennessee. Signal Mountain, Tennessee, 37377. Okay. Mail those checks. We need them. A bill that combats draconian overreach and restores Tennessee's state sovereignty will be heard in both the House and the Senate this coming week. The Restoring State Sovereignty Through Nullification Act has been a priority bill for sponsor Senator Janice Bowling since 2022, when she first filed a bill to end Tennessee's practical participation with federal actions that it finds constitutionally inviolate. The wake of COVID lockdowns, mandates, restrictions, Bowling said, I think we all have to concur. It's an undeniable fact that our federal government has grown well beyond its specified enumerated powers. Here, Senator Bowling, she's the Iron Lady in the Tennessee Senate. She's the Iron Lady. If those other Senate Republicans and House Republicans were half the man that Janice Bowling is, if they had half the courage, we would not have illegal aliens running rampant in our state. I wish her courage was as contagious as the cowardice is up there. The bill aims to create an orderly pathway for the state to use nullification processes by establishing five ways in which nullification of a federal action may be invoked. State and Senate local committee will hear SB 2775 on March 12th. That's coming up soon. That's next week. House Bill 2795 will also be heard in the House Public Service Committee the same day. So, guys, call your freaking state reps, call your state senators, and do two things. Tell them, number one, we're tired of illegal aliens. What are you doing about it? Get on the email. Just email them all. What are you doing about it? Why aren't you doing anything about illegal aliens, stopping illegal aliens? They're going to send you back a bunch of nonsense. Oh, the federal government is to blame, and we can't do anything. That's a federal issue. Then they'll also say, well, we'll get sued. Well, you always get sued. And they'll come up with all these other nonsense excuses. Or they'll say, well, I tell you what, old Bill Lee sent 50 people down to the National Guardsmen down at the border now. Isn't that going to get it done? No. Billy, posting on social media like you're doing something about something that you've in the past made even worse. As many of you know, I'm getting off on a little bit of a tangent here. Bill Lee is the one that authorized the illegal immigration centers in Tennessee here that we broke the story on that got national attention. And they got shut down because kids were being molested and lost. And Bill Lee never had never gave a care to talk to Tennesseans and ask us if we wanted this in our backyard. It was 5 minutes from my house, 5 minutes from my office. Also signed a bill that would give illegal aliens professional licenses. That's your governor. He's also the architect of the lockdowns that put so many small businesses out of business. Face it, masks work. Put this in your body. We can promise you it'll stop transmission. You're selfish if you're a Christian for going to church. That's Bill Lee. Man has no conservative moorings. None at all. He's corporately bought. He's a corporate shill. That's the truth of it. You can find contact information for all the lawmakers and committees in the article about state sovereignty if you go to TennesseeConservativeNews.com. And that's it, guys. Woo! What's going on this weekend at Ocasa de Lewis? I know that's why y'all hang on to the end here. I do this segment, for those of you who are new, at the end of every one of our Big 7 podcasts where I tell you what I'm doing this weekend. So what am I doing this weekend? Well, I'm working like a dog for the rest of the day, and I'm going to go to the gym tonight. I was going to go to the gym last night, but my wife went to a bread baking class at a local church here. And so I was at home with the kiddos, and we had a good time. We ate some leftovers and joked around and listened to some music, and then we watched the latest Willy Wonka movie, which I was surprisingly entertained by. I thought they'd throw a bunch of nonsense in there, make it awful, make it terrible, but they didn't do any of that. There may have been like something in a song lyric that was a little suggestive, but aside from that, it was good. Is it as good as the original? No, nowhere near as good as the original. It's pretty darn good. I would highly recommend it. And then tomorrow, I got to work again. This is my busy season. I have two businesses that have concurrent overlapping busy seasons. One is my coaching and consulting business with home services, and then the other is the Tennessee Conservative News when the legislature is in session. So it's rough. It's rough. But then we're going to piddle around the house. I got chores to do. We've got, for those of you who have listened to the end, if you live on Signal Mountain, we're having the inaugural meeting of the Signal Mountain Conservatives Club, and it's going to be at my home on March 12th. And if you would like to get more information about that, you can email Adelia, A-D-E-L-I-A, Adelia, at TennesseeConservativeNews.com if you live on Signal Mountain in the 37377 zip code. We'd love to have you. what else is going on? So I'm getting the house ready. You know, you have a bunch of people over. You got these last minute projects you got to do. So I'm going to be working on that stuff, mainly the outside and the yard and toting stuff and doing what my wife says are my primary domestic duties around the house. I have found it's best just to listen to your wife. If that woman's not happy, you're not going to be happy. You just make that woman happy. It's taken me a long time to figure that out. And I'm still not the best at it, but I'm working on it. Then we're going to go to church at 6 o'clock because that's when the youth program is at Calvary Chapel. If you live around the Chattanooga area and you don't have a local church, I'd recommend Calvary Chapel. It's been fantastic for us and our family. And then finally on Sunday, I just want to goof around in the yard. I might do a little work on the blazer. I'm going to see if I can get my friend Ashley Brumley over here to help me with that. We shall see. So that's it, guys. That's it. Going to get a little exercise. Going to work on the truck. Going to try to clean the garage up a little bit on Sunday, probably. So what are y'all doing? Let me know in the comments section what you think about these stories, what you're doing this weekend. I read these things after the Big Seven. I go through and read most of the comments, and occasionally I reply back. But finally, guys, please come join me at the Protect Tennessee Borders Rally. Please, please, please. Don't leave me out there by myself. I know everybody wants to sit on the couch. Everybody thinks, well, somebody else is going to fix these problems. I don't have to do it. Somebody else is going to do it. What if I just do this keyboard warrior stuff? Maybe that's going to fix everything. Uh-uh. You got to give your money and you got to give your time. I always tell folks I can tell who conservatives really are if they show me their checkbook and if they show me their calendar. And if all you have is consuming 15 hours of podcasts a day and scrolling through social media for 8 hours and posting stuff, that's not being a conservative, because conservatism is lived. It is not believed. It is lived. Just like love is a verb, and being conservative is a verb. And so if you want to get out there and make a difference with me, go to protecttnborders.com. That's protecttnborders.com and register. And if you can't come, go to tennesseeconservativenews.com, hit that support button, and give us some cash, because old BL has been paying for the promotion of the event. We've got to do some printing. We've got to do some mail and lots of other things. So I need your help. Guys, love you. Mean it. I'll talk to you next week on the TenCon Big 7. See you then.